Country singer Bobby Mackey's new single is entitled America's Honky Tonk. And if anyone is qualified to opine on the subject of honky tonks, it would be Mr. Mackey, who has owned and operated his own place for 41 years. Bobby's lyrics talk about how things have changed a lot in those years, but also how much has stayed the same. As their slogan goes, the way it was is still the way it is at Bobby Mackey's. The club will celebrate 41 years of, to quote Bobby, raising hell in Wilder, Kentucky, this September 6th and 7th. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by the man, the legend, Mr. Bobby Mackey. Bobby, welcome.
Thank you, Elaine. It's great to be back with you again. And America's Honky Tonk is still kicking.
I know it. You don't sit still very long, Bobby, do you? You and the best damn band in town have been doing it every Friday and Saturday night for four decades now. You're planning a pretty spectacular celebration.
Oh, yeah, and it never gets old. You know, the America's Honky Tonk song, I wrote that less than a year ago, and it was 40 years. And it's coming up on 41 now, but the record that just got released still says 40, but I couldn't fit 41 into the end of the song. It didn't sing as well as 40 did.
You know, I think when you're talking decades, a year or two here and there, plus or minus, doesn't make all that much of a difference.
Oh, yeah, who's counting? But I just renewed my contract for 9 more years.
So what's going to happen down at the club on September 6th and 7th? A little bit of music, maybe?
A whole lot of music. We got such a great band. You know, nobody's anybody's boss. It just runs like clockwork. We love the music we do. I look around on stage, Chuck Rich on the steel guitar, and he's of the old Midwestern Hayride fame.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Chuck's been inducted into the Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame.
Along with you.
Yeah.
You're there, too.
I was fortunate enough to be inducted the first year that they founded the Hall of Fame, 2013. I went in with, like, Kenny Price and Rosemary Clooney and Bob Braun, and it was a big honor. And we got a great guitar player. He's been with us a year and a half, Kenny Hill, and he fit like a glove. And Willie Brown, let me back up, Chuck Rich, been with me 28 years, and Willie Brown about 26 years, the drummer. And I've known him since he was 13, and he grew up and became one monstrous drummer. And Ernie Vaughn on bass, he and I got together back in 1968, and we met at a music store in South Lebanon, Ohio, and that's where he lived. And I had heard about it, and a friend of mine said, come go with me, and we went up there. I wasn't playing clubs or anything, just starting. And went to this music store in South Lebanon, Ohio, and met Ernie Vaughn, and he was buying his first bass that night. So he's still my bass player.
Celebrating 41 years is something, but you're hoping to take it up a notch. You're kind of hoping for a very special guest.
Yeah, and this would be completely unheard of. It would be something that you'd never, never think would happen. But this big star that we'll mention in a moment, he's a marketer. I'll tell you that. He knows what he's doing.
He sold a record or two.
And, of course, he took a lot of years off, and he's back now. And he and Blake Shelton got this dive bar song out. And, of course, Garth is doing the tour, the dive bar tour. They've got 7 cities. They've done 1 in Chicago, and they're doing 1 already announced in Bakersfield, California. Buck Owens' old place, Crystal Palace. And so we're talking about clubs of that size. And he wanted to go back to his roots and with a 5-piece band and just play like he played before he hit the big times.
Yeah.
So we're actually in the running. And I honestly believe if Cincinnati is one of the cities that they choose, I believe that they'll show up in Wilder, Kentucky. So we're excited, really, but I'm not overly excited because who knows? It's a toss-up. And they only announce where they're going to be just a couple days ahead of time, and then they go to the big station. And the only way that anybody can get a ticket to this show would be winning the ticket on the radio station.
Well, Bobby, you kind of play by your own rules. You didn't just kind of passively say, we hope that Garth Brooks picks Bobby Mackey's. You actually wrote a song.
Yeah, his song is Dive Bar, and he's got the Dive Bar Tour. So I wrote this song like an answer to it. This ain't no dive bar. My favorite weekend hangout ain't no dive bar.
I love the lyrics you say.
It'll be on YouTube here any day. I just took my guitar and videoed myself, my guitar, and I didn't have time to go in the studio and do a full-blown version, so I got this version that will be on YouTube.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw it, and I can just hear you and Garth harmonizing on that together.
Well, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. You need a girl backup singer.
Because, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek. I'm ribbing him. I'm saying, hey, this ain't no dive bar. But I got a tag for the song at the end of the song. If he doesn't choose to come to Cincinnati, if we're not one of his places, that'll be okay. And I've got two versions of the song recorded. I'm going to use the one now on YouTube. But if it's final that he's not coming here, the tag on it goes, no use to look. You won't see Garth Brooks. He's too big a star. My favorite weekend hangout ain't no dive bar.
And it's Garth Brooks who's the marketer. Yeah. Right.
But I don't want to insult him ahead of time.
Right. You've also been on television recently, not so much for the music, but for the other fascinating draw to Bobby Mackey's, the possibility that your place is haunted.
Oh, yeah. We've been on TV with that for 10 years ago when Ghost Adventures did the first episode. And somebody's coming back to do another one, I believe. I don't know. But they keep coming. This thing got started, and I tried to keep that a secret when I started hearing about the rumors of Carl, you know, rest his soul. He was a kid that lived up the street from the club when I first got it. So we put him to work painting and cleaning, and he became the caretaker. And he started telling me things. Telling me, but not telling me. Finally, I said, what are you talking about? Oh, he said, you wouldn't believe some of the things that go on around here. Are you talking about paranormal stuff, ghost stuff? And he looked at me funny, and I said, I don't want anybody knowing nothing about that. I want you to keep that quiet. I'm sticking everything I got in here, and I got to make a country music nightclub out of this. And I don't want to scare people off before we start. Well, time went on, and he kept his mouth shut. He did not tell anybody. And 10 years in is when Doug Hensley, a writer, he was writing short stories and selling them, and he was writing horror stories, fiction. And he caught wind about this story that rumors around the nightclub, and man, he come to me and he wanted to know more about it. And he talked to Carl, and Carl wouldn't talk to him, and Doug would come to me. Carl says, you won't let him talk about it. And they worried me to death. I said, Carl, I don't care. If you want to tell him about it, go right ahead. It's okay. I didn't figure it would go anywhere anyway. Little did I know.
And so, now you're giving ghost tours and you're on TV. Have you noticed any increase in your business since you were recently on that The Portals of Hell program?
You know, probably. I'll tell you what we do have. During the summer, during vacations, we have people stopping in there from everywhere. People coming through town on vacation. And I hear this all the time. A couple will come in, and we're from Toledo, Ohio, or West Virginia, or North Carolina the other night. There was a couple come in. Said, this has been on our bucket list. We just had to come see this place. And, of course, I've got to sing my song, Johanna, that I wrote about it. Back in 1989, I wrote a song called Johanna, which Johanna is supposed to be one of the spirits there.
Ah.
So I wrote the song to go with the book that Doug Hensley wrote.
Well, if Garth Brooks and Ghosts weren't enough and Bobby Mackey and the Best Damn Band playing, you've got a brand new single coming out as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. My favorite promotion director started putting on Facebook and Twitter, calling the place America's Honky Tonk. And I thought, that sounds pretty good. RJ, I like that. So we've been using Bobby Mackey's Wilder, Kentucky, America's Honky Tonk. And finally I thought, well, there got to be a song there somewhere. So I wrote the song less than a year ago, and it jumped right out there. It was released last Friday. The chart comes out for the new Music Weekly chart comes out every Tuesday. So last Friday, the song was released, and it's chart-bound. I think 26 stations jumped on it almost immediately.
Well, congratulations. Well, from his days as a boy in Lewis County, Kentucky, learning the country hits from the jukebox in his dad's store, Bobby Mackey has always stayed true to his country traditions. And after 41 years, Bobby's still singing his kind of country in the area's most enduring and successful country night spot, Bobby Mackey's. He'll celebrate his 41st anniversary with a new single, America's Honky Tonk, and they'll play that live on stage, I would imagine, at the celebration.
Yes, and it goes over very well.
September 6th and 7th.
People are loving it.
And Bobby's hoping for a very special guest to stop by that weekend as well. We'll find out. My guest has been Bobby Mackey. For a link to his music and information about the Honky Tonk in Wilder, Kentucky, not a dive, visit our website, WVXU.org. Bobby, thank you for visiting. Happy anniversary, and good luck with Garth Brooks.
Well, thank you very much.
For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
It's America's honky-tonk, where the good times go on and on. Dance to your favorite song or sing along. A place where some things never change. It's America's honky-tonk, country music that we grew up on, where you'll always hear a George Jones song, he even sang here in his day. It's America's honky-tonk, where the good times go on and on. Dance to your favorite song or sing along.